Walker, who has clashed with public employees as Milwaukee County's executive, has already announced that as governor he'd push to have state workers pick up the cost of their own pension contributions. Speaking to reporters after a stop in Madison, he said the next piece of his budget plan would focus on the size of the state workforce. While he wouldn't offer specifics, Walker said he'd target most state agencies, exempting only those that deal with public safety.
For me, when it comes to people involved in law enforcement and prosecution positions, we need to make sure we preserve and protect those areas to make sure there's no gaps in public safety. But beyond that, we're going to look at just about everything else.
When Democratic Governor Jim Doyle ran for his first term in 2002, he talked about cutting the state workforce by 10,000 positions. While that never materialized, the state has laid off workers in the current budget. Walker said his proposal would be different from Doyle's. He also dismissed the idea that he was going after state workers because they're easy targets.
No, they're just a reality. I know from my work on the county budget that just like the problems GM and Chrysler faced, if you don't deal with legacy costs, if you don't deal with benefits and wages, particularly benefits, you can't tackle a structural deficit.
Wisconsin's state budget is already expected to be more than $2 billion in the hole. Because Walker has proposed cutting a variety of taxes, he'd have to make deeper cuts elsewhere to balance the budget. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett has talked about right-sizing the state workforce, suggesting he could save the state more than $30 million a year by cutting middle management. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.